Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, January the 10th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I got to speak plainly, got to speak clearly, because I got a very powerful message today. I'm not going to try to rush today's message. It's one of these profound messages that's really geared for the group that I'll be working with here going into 2017. And because, brothers and sisters, your energy is your signature. And we have to understand what that means, because everybody throw these words around, energy, love, we throw words around God, respect, I care about you. We use words without understanding what they mean and or what they do. Now, as an etymologist, as someone who spends basically every day, all day, just looking up terms and definitions of words. Again, and as somebody who is a didactic teacher, somebody who spends their life basically talking to people, and I make a living talking to people, this is all I do all day, every day. I run my mouth. I get paid to talk. But the words that I talk about are different than the words other people talk about, because I understand that these words have a particular physical effect. Now, this is called implosion or conjugation. Not congregation, but conjugation. So, according to physics, and don't want to get into the physics of emotion or the physics of love, because we're going to do that next year, or this year. I keep saying next year, this year. But I need you to understand that there is a physics of emotion or energy that is mathematically and scientifically proven. Your energy is contagious, and your energy is the thing, or your vibe is the thing that is most easily felt by everybody around you. Although you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't taste it, can't smell it, you can't do anything with this energy. But your energy is actually your energy, your energy, I-N-N-E-R. Your energy is your inner chi. Now, to the average Joe, what I just said, it doesn't really mean anything. But if you can see the physics behind it, the math behind this word, conja. So the word conjugation is the physical transformation that takes place when a particle reverts back to being a wave. Now, I just said a bunch of metaphysical mumbo-jumbo to the average person. But if you can understand phase conjugation, what that is and what that means, and what I'm going to be teaching is how to change yourself or change other people on a neurological level, on a DNA level, on a cellular level. Now, this has personally happened to me, and it has personally happened, and I've personally done this with other people. So I know this. I know this works. This is not. Now, we could talk about like people like, you know, Mother Teresa, or somebody maybe like the Dr. King, or somebody who has used love as a leverage. But when we're using love, it changes the magnetic polarity. It changes the essence of the flow, or the direction of the flow of energy inside of somebody. This is what is called flux. So from a physics point of view, what I'm saying guarantees to work. But you need to understand, my brothers and sisters, we're not here to learn physics. We need to understand layman's term of what happens and what is love. So let's establish our terms today. So I'm telling you, and I'm sharing with you today, that there is a vibe, there is a frequency, there is a wave, there's a sound, there's a light, there is a cymatical effect that you are having right now. Everywhere you go, you have an effect on somebody, either positively or negatively. And so this effect that you are having on somebody allows someone, and it is what is called a self-organizing force. I call it a single standing column of waveform energy, or scalar energy. So you are a scalar being, but you are manifesting yourself as a particle. So you really are a waveform. So the solar system is harmonic. And it uses the golden rule, which is, again, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Now, that's love. Now, we could talk all about love. Love has many other attributes. But from a physics point of view, you can measure it by looking at a seashell. Now, this is called the golden ratio, or this is called pi. So we have the golden rule. We have the golden means. And we have the golden ratio, R-A-T-I-O. All of these are the exact same. They are the, if you look at a seashell or your ear, your inner ear is made with the same thing. Now, the reason why I'm telling you all of this stuff is because most people say that they know the golden rule. Now, if you understand the golden rule, and if you vibrate on the golden rule, your solar system is your solar plexus. So from your solar plexus, you vibrate on the same frequency as the solar system. Let me say that again. I don't know. I'm trying not to get too metaphysical because, again, this is a part of what I'm going to be teaching in 2017, but I just want to give this because this is just too powerful. This is something that, you know, I don't want money to be an issue with you vibrating on the same frequency as God, your energy. Brothers and sisters, let me share something that is profound. From the short time that I had of growing up with my mother and then understanding what my mother, like, I really had a bone to pick because I didn't understand my mother. My mother died when I was very young. So all I know is, to me as a child, my mother was a doormat. I didn't understand why she helped everybody when it seemed like we didn't have no food and she's giving away food. And she was a world-class seamstress, and she was sewing clothes for everybody else, and our clothes had holes in them. And she always went out of her way. She was a great musician, and she would, you know, didn't have a vehicle, and so she would walk to these churches and play the piano and then go to another church and play the piano. And she was trying to teach me how to play the piano when she passed away, which is why I think subconsciously why I never picked it up, because it brings back all those memories. And I was thinking about her inner, I-N-N-E-R, chi, C-H-I, or G, or God. So the human energy system is one of the most important things that you have to understand. Because right now you have a choice to make as to how you live your life and how you respond to negativity. See, it's interesting because people would talk, the same people that my mother would help would talk about her like a dog. I would be at church and I would hear, you know, her name was Myrtle and they called her Myrtle the Turtle. Because mentally, like, I don't know, people said that she was slow. And the thing that I always remember, the only thing that I remember about my mom is that, because again, I was like, you know, 7 when she passed away, was she taught me how to pray and she had the kind spirit. That's the only thing I remember. I don't even barely remember her face. I don't even remember what she looks like. But what my mom passed down to me was how to connect with God. In the face of adversity, when life was hard, you know, we grew up with no running water. We had an outhouse, so we had no indoor plumbing, and we had no electricity. So we cooked over a wood-burning stove, and or we would go outside and cook. So we had no electricity. We used candles or we used kerosene lamps. Now, for you youngsters, I know y'all probably don't understand what that is, but we had no indoor plumbing. We had no electricity. We had no running water. So I don't just imagine all of, especially the running water aspect, because every time it was time to wash dishes or take a bath, we called it a foot tub. And it was a round metal tub. And that's how we would take a bath. Now, it's interesting because nobody else in the neighborhood had that. I'm not talking about I'm old, but hey, hell, I ain't that old. I'm not talking about the 40s or the 50s, brothers, sisters. I'm not that old. I'm like talking about the 70s. And growing up like that and seeing that how my mother was able to pass around and vibrate on a frequency that, in spite of not having what everybody else had, I didn't understand how she was able to maintain that frequency until I became an adult. And your energy right now is your identity. So your energy is your identity, and your identity is your entity. Let me say that again. Your identity, how do people know you? If you were to come in, if I were to say, what's your identity? That's your entity. That's your entity. And that entity that's inside of you is oscillating, vibrating as you. Now, we can go and we can look up the Greek and the Hebrew, as I've talked about before, by looking up the definition of the word pneuma, which means spirit, or the definition of the word ruach, which means spirit. Whether we're talking Hebrew, ruach, or Greek, pneuma, both words say that there is something that comes inside of you and talks to you. We can also look at the same word that I told you guys before, genius, and look at the word genus, G-E-N-U-S, and genie, J-I, or J-E-N-N-I-E, or J-E-N-N, genie, or demon, or demonic. All of these words are the exact same. They all say something pulls alongside of you and helps you. Now, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but every time you have an emotion, you're changing your energy. You're changing your entity. You're changing your identity. And there are people and there are events and there are things outside of you that has control over you. Brothers, sisters, this is 2017. That shizness has to stop. Now, I'm the master of changing people's energy. I learned it when I was a kid. I'm trying to get out of it. I'm trying not to do that, but it's automatic. Somebody pisses me off, I change their entity. I change their identity. I change their energy by pushing their buttons, by saying things, and by doing things that probably is going to piss that person off. Now, this is subconscious for me, but I have to bring it to the conscious level so that I can stop it. Now, what I'm going to be sharing in 2017 is how to identify your limiting belief system and how to bring it out into the open. Now, remember, your energy is just like a vampire. Vampires don't come out in the daytime. Can anybody explain to me why the vampires don't come out in the day? Because the light kills the vampire, according to all of the stories. No different with your energy. The negative habit pattern cannot be exposed to the truth. So if somebody comes up to me, which is this is what I do. People ask me all the time, Doc, how you cast out demons? Now, every Luciferian that's paid me, that called me and said, hey, I got a demon in me, I need to get rid of him. You know how I got rid of a demon? How I still get rid of demons today? Been doing it for 20 years. I don't lay hands on nobody. I don't put no oil on nobody's head. I don't turn on no chairs. I don't fight with no demons like they do in Hollywood. Nothing. The Bible says the truth shall make you free. See, demons, which are dispositions, which are limiting belief systems, which are an emotional attachment, which is a inner D instead of a inner G. It's a inner stronghold. It's a inner demon. It's a inner disposition. Demons are neurological networks that have established a stronghold of what the Bible calls a straw man or a straw man. The Bible says no man can enter into a man's house, his brain, unless he first binds the strong man. Now, I do this for a living. I bind strong men so people don't even know it. What does that mean? People meet me, they don't like me. I start talking to them at the end of the conversation, they like me. All I did is bind the strong man. And then when I leave, they go back to disliking me. But in order for me to make the sale, in order for me to get my point across, in order for me to do didactic discourse, that's how you bind demons. The only way you can bind a demon is didactically. Didaculos. That's what Yahushua did. That's why Jesus said, I don't talk unless I talk in parables. Because Yahushua, I learned everything that I do from Yahushua. Because he says, these things I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. Because I'm going to be with the Father. So since Yahushua is in the Father, that means Father, that means heaven, that means heaven, that means heaven, head up. So that means the crown chakra. So that means when you activate the crown chakra, that means when you think with your big head instead of thinking with your little head, you are going to heave up heaven. And so what does that mean? That means that inside of the brain, as I talked about in the last series, there is a part of the brain that all of the Egyptians knew. Now, if you really look at the Egyptians and what they did, they practiced what is called phase conjugation. That means that the Egyptians, they had this headband, and on the front of it, it had a snake. Right in the middle of the head, all of the Egyptians' headdresses had this. What that represented was the activating of the activation of the third eye through Kundalini activation. So all of the Egyptians knew how to do this. This is what I'm going to be teaching the group in 2017. See, we have been taught that the serpent is bad, and the serpent. But in the Old Testament, God told Moses, take a serpent, put it on a stick, raise it up, and that everybody that looks at that serpent will be healed. So the serpent again, and we have the caduceus or caduceus, which is two serpents going around a pole. That is the symbol for the medical community today. The Bible says be wise as serpents. The Bible says in Genesis 3 that serpents is the most cunning, meaning the most crafty, meaning the most intelligent, meaning the serpent knows how to change your emotions. So if you want to know how to change your emotions, you got to do the same thing that the serpent does. And what did the serpent, what does the serpent do? Well, the serpent, the snake, slithers around, but he always makes a S form with his body, which represents sine waves, S-I-N-E, which what the Bible calls sin, S-I-N. So I have an entire book, I'm going to break all of this down, a sine wave up and down. So a sine wave represents what is called implosion. Now, this is what is called fractal geometry or phase conjugation. Now, this is the physics. And the Bible says, whatever degree given, it shall be given unto you. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure is measured back to you. Now, there's a great gentleman by the name of Dan Winter who's done an excellent job on the physics aspect of this, meaning there's diagrams that prove what I'm saying, and it has what is called the harmonics of it. This is called the golden means, M-E-A-N-S. You can go to Google, type it in, and it pulls up the golden means, and it's identical to the golden ratio, R-A-T-I-O, which is the pi, 3-1-6. Now, this is the mathematics of love. Or this is what is called photosynthesis. Or this is what is called the golden rule. Now, let me break down the golden rule so that way you can understand what you have to do. Now, what do I mean, what you have to do? Well, brothers and sisters, let me break down something for you. Right now, you have the option of choosing what energy, which is your entity, which is your identity, which is your inner, I-N-N-E-R, G, or God. So the Bible says you're a slave. And it says no man can serve two masters. It also says choose ye this day whom ye will serve. So you have the choice today and every day and every second of every moment of every day. Now, I used to be the guy that would say, when I punch somebody in the mouth, and I would go to the principal's office when I was a kid, and then the principal would ask me, put your hand on the desk, before I give you your three pops, what happened? I don't know. He looked at me, something came over me. So I punched him in the mouth. Yeah, that almost landed my butt in prison. So I was allowing my emotions to control me instead of me controlling my emotions. So, brothers and sisters, the golden rule, everybody knows this, so let's look it up in the scripture. Now, when I talk about the golden rule, again, from a biblical perspective, we're talking about Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So this is the basic principle that, quote unquote, ensure success. Even the world says this. Crazy. Even atheists say this. An atheist would say that the golden rule is called the law of reciprocation. So in this rule, it's a principle. And this principle comes from, and I remember principles come from purpose. So purpose established principle. Principle established process. Process establishes procedure. Procedure establishes product. Product results in profit. The profit, meaning profit, or prophesy with your mouth, and the profit, P-O-R-O-F-I-T, meaning money in your wallet. And after you get a profit, both of them, profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, profit, and profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. You should have both. You should be a prophet, meaning that because of my purpose, that gave me this principle that resulted in this process, that gave me this procedure that resulted in a product. Now I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to tell everybody because I got a product. And after I start telling people, it's going to give me a profit. And this profit is going to give me prosperity. And this prosperity is going to allow me to pay my bills, so then I'm going to have peace at night. Those are the seven P's that I've been teaching for 20 years. But most people don't understand that, again, principles, people who have no principles, they have no purpose. Because principle come from purpose. So Yahushua said that there's my purpose on life. My purpose is that you may have life and life more abundantly. And then he says, let me lay down the principles by which you are to obtain life. See, everything is the result of principles. So I have 12 principles that I'm going to be teaching 25 people in 2017. One of these principles is the law of reciprocity, if I can say it, which simply means that there's a principle that says that the treating of others as I would wish to be treated. This is what is called altruism. This goes past religion. It's the golden means. It's the golden rule. Altruism is really what we should be talking about, not religion. But people think that the golden rule comes from the Bible. The golden rule is universal. It was around before the Bible was a thought form. The golden rule is altruism. Now, I don't know if you understand altruism or having an altruistic mentality. Altruism is a belief. It is a principle, meaning that you are disinterested and meaning that you are selfless concerning the well-being of others. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Altruism means that I am selfless. It is a principle that means that I practice the concern for the welfare of others on the same degree or the same level that I practice the love of self. Now, the reason that you can't love others is because you don't love self. Now, the number one problem with everything that I talk about is lack of self-worth. Now, you should be asking me, how do you know that? Because I don't have no, or at least I didn't have any self-worth. And then I didn't know up until a few years ago when I bumped into what I call, you know, my life coach. And the first question that he or she asked me was, do you think or why don't you think you deserve what you have? Meaning, why do you let people treat you the way that they do? Now, let me ask you the same question that my life coach asked me. So I'm buzzing through life. I'm living the dream, right? And I'm happy until I was exposed to real energy. And so when I was exposed to the real G, I realized that the G that I have was fake or false. Now, brothers and sisters, this is important because how do you know what you don't know? So I thought I knew what love was. But since I was treating myself like shiznit, I was receiving the treatment of shiznit. See, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. People are a mirror of you. Everybody in your circle are reflecting their energy back that you're sending out. So again, you are a frequency match. It's called frequency resonance. It's the principle of resonance, which says that things that vibrate on the same frequency draw other things. That's why if you vibrate on the frequency of hate, you're gonna draw people into your life. Now, see, what happened to me was I made an emphatic statement like I did this year, and I said, I'm going to make $100,000 in the month of January. And I made that emphatic statement, so I wrote it down, and I rewrote my purpose statement, my purpose statement or my mission statement, and everybody should have this that you read every day. You should have it memorized. Now, one of them, I have a plethora of them. I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I am in a great relationship now. So if you make that statement, and if you're not, the relationship that you got is going to be destroyed. And the universe is going to draw you in a new one. If you say, I am wealthy now, that means that the wealth you have now is going to be destroyed. And the universe is going to draw in real wealth. If you say, that's why you can't make these statements. You cannot make these statements unless you're serious. Now, if you just make these statements like they say in mantras, it does nothing. The universe only responds to emotion. The universe recognizes other entities. It doesn't recognize you. Meaning? Now, when everybody talks about the blood of Christ, see, what God does when he looks down, he doesn't see you. he sees his son. But people think when they say that Jesus died on the cross and the blood of Christ removes all sin, that's the sine wave. Because sin, every time you see sin in the Bible, think about S-I-N-E, sine wave. And that, again, has to do with the zodiac and the snake. So what God says is that everybody that's inside of my son, I'm going to recognize them as my son. That's why there's over 225 scriptures inside of the Helios Biblios that tells you to be in Christ. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in I-N and the word Christ and hit enter. Or go to blueletterbible.org or Bible Gateway and look up how many times does God say. Now, if God, if the universe tells you over 200 times to do something, yeah, it might be a little important for you to pimp the game. So that's all I did was, okay, to be covered with the blood of Christ means that I'm on the same frequency of Christ. That means that my energy, my emotions, that means everything that my thoughts are the same as his. That's what the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? That simply means that Jesus, God is love. He did not create love. He is love. Jesus, again, according to the story, is God's representative on earth. So are you. You're an ambassador of Christ. That's what the Bible says. It says that you're a joint heir. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. You are made in his image and his likeness. You're his son. You're his offspring. So the offspring of the thing grows up to be like the thing. That means you should vibrate like the original because you're part of and you came from the original. That means that you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But the problem is that we've been treated like trash. And so we think being treated like trash is okay. That's what I thought. But I didn't know. See, I thought, now people say to me, no, dude, but you should have known better. It's crazy. In my first marriage, I made so many mistakes, it's not even, you wouldn't even believe it if I told you the story. But why did I make those mistakes? Because I was those mistakes. Now, is that an excuse? Hell no. But I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you that your energy right now is a reflection of the environment. It's a reflection of your thought process. It's a reflection of how you was raised and brought up. So you have to pay close attention to your energy. And you have to pay more close attention to people and things that increase and decrease your energy. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to think, can you name one person in your life that every time, just the thought of their name, you get excited? I'm going to wait for you. Now, can you think of somebody that every time they come around, he's like, oh, shiznit. That go, what's his name? And you try to hide? Or you don't want to see him? You don't want to talk to them? Who raises your energy and who decreases your energy? Now think, brothers and sisters, now is there a person in your life that this person, just the thought of them, just raises your energy? You want to be around them people. You want to be around this person. You like talking to this person. You like hanging out with this person. Maybe you've never met this person. Maybe you have met this person. But their energy just raises your energy. And then there's people that decrease your energy. As I posted today on our Facebook page, that is the universe trying to tell you who to hang out with and who not to hang out with. Or, that is you fighting against the universe. See, it's interesting because there are people who will come into your life and you know that what they're saying is true, but your ego is don't want to listen to that person, and so you are not responding to the energy. It's not that they are not positive people and they can't increase you. You know in your heart of hearts this person is telling the truth, but that little ego in you, see, you want that person to enable you and entitle you. You want to get something from the person instead of being like the person. That's what we do for Jesus. That's what we've done for Jesus. That's why religion doesn't work. That's why I don't go to church. And if I do, I go to visit. I go to support somebody who's there. Let me say that again. Brothers and sisters, Jesus said that we're supposed to be like him.
But it's easier for us to be entitled by him. Nobody want to do what Jesus did, but we all want to get the benefits that Jesus have, or supposedly have. Let me say that again. So you meet your guru. This is what I did. I don't know about you, but this is what I did. So I'm, you know, the person who elevates my life came into my life, and I wanted the entitlement that that person has, but I didn't want to do the job or the work. See, I had a spirit of entitlement. Where did I get it from? Do you know that people that are extremely poor and extremely rich both suffer from a spirit of entitlement? They think the world owes them something, so they walk around with a Napoleon complex. Brothers and sisters, look in the mirror. Most people, they want what other people have, but they're not willing to do the work that other people have done. So I had to look myself in the mirror, and in 2017, that's when 2017, I decided to do the work. See, I just wanted to leech off of the energy of my life coach instead of being and doing the work and learning from and take the teaching. See, nobody want to learn because it's hard. Why is it hard? Because it goes against your Bible. What I'm telling you today is not easy. But what I'm telling you today, you have to do, especially if you're going to hang out with me in 2017, because otherwise you're going to keep being tolerated instead of elevated. Now, see, being tolerated is cool. You'll never be shiznits, but guess what? You ain't got to do shiznits. You're just enabled. Notice the people that you hang out with right now, most of them enable you to continue to be you. They enable you to continue to be poor. They enable you to continue to be sick. They enable you to continue to be ignorant. They enable you to continue to hang out and just be in a bad relationship. Look around. Take inventory. Look at the energy. Now, the energy should be elevating you instead of tolerating you. Anybody in your life that's pulling up with your bullshitness and they're not demanding more of you, yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone. Now, let me tell you what I've done and what you got to do. It's a mental process first before it ever manifests in the physical. Mentally, you got to start making some I am statements. And you got to start detaching yourself energetically. It's an energy thing, brother. I'm not saying you go out and do nothing. As I tell everybody, man, you never quit a job. You never leave a relationship. You simply outgrow it. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? Your way that you are, let me see, why has to be greater than way. What does that mean? Why do I want to be wealthy? Why do I want to be healthy? Why do I want to be wise? And why do I want to be in a good relationship? My why has to be greater than my what. Let me say that again. If your why, now I don't know why you want to be wealthy. Let me tell you why I am wealthy and why I'm going to bust heaven's gate wide open in January. Let me tell you why. I got a son at UT Austin who needs his father. Got a full ride scholarship. And the least I can do as a father is make sure that I can assist him financially so he can go to school and study instead of having to work a part-time job. It's the least I can freaking do. I got two daughters, put themselves through college. Both have their own businesses, and they could use some assistance, not only financially, but also what I know. That's why I'm going to be wealthy, and that's why I am wealthy in 2017. I got a daughter right now who's in an environment that she should not be in. That is why I'm going to be, and that's why I am wealthy in 2017. So I don't know what you got to do to find your why, brother, or what you got to do to find your why, sister. And I got a bunch more, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to bore you with mine. I just need to make sure that you better get yours. Why? Why do I want to be healthy? Because when I'm 80 years old, I'm still going to be walking up a flight of stairs. I ain't going to be hooked on no damn oxygen tank. And nobody's going to be rolling me around in no freaking wheelchair. I ain't going to be going to no medical doctor and have nobody poking no prods and stuff up my butt. That's why I am healthy. Why am I wise? Because I am not going to allow someone else to determine my destiny. I refuse. I am wise because I want to know the truth. I don't want to believe somebody else's story. I'm not interested in King James Version. I don't want to know the New International Version or nobody else's. That's why. Why am I in a good? I'm in a good because I want the quality of my life to be different. I want the quality of my life to be great. I want to come home to peace. I want to come home to a clean, healthy environment. That's why I'm in a good relationship now. See, when you say that, it doesn't matter if you are in it now. The brain doesn't recognize it. The brain only responds to a made-up mind. The brain only responds to an emotional, emphatic statement to call those things that are not as though they were. So I don't care what your bank account looks like now, brother. All I care about is what you're saying it looks like, because the universe responds to a made-up mind. And the first thing that you got to make up is you're going to treat other people the way you want to be treated. And you start by treating yourself the way you want other people to treat you. The Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself. So you mean to tell me you've done all this other shizness for everybody else and you treat yourself like you're a second-class citizen? This is how you know if you have a self-worth problem, brother. This is how you know if you have a self-worth problem, sister. How do you treat yourself, or how do you allow other people to treat you? See, this is your inner God, your inner G. This is your lack of commitment to your highest frequency. See, you have to commit to the highest possible frequency available, because that is the true energy. That is the biology or the DNA. The DNA only responds to that frequency. And that's the only one that it comprehends. So your energy is lying there dormant, waiting for you to rise up to that frequency. That's what I'm doing in 2017. It's helping everybody to rise up to their highest possible frequency. That is your energy. See, it affects the lives of you and everybody around you. This allows you to do what I call imprinting. It allows you to override every negative habit pattern you have in your life. See, the only reason that there's negativity and limitations and settling in your life is because you haven't attached to your energy. Once you're attached to your energy, every demon in hell, every limiting belief, every emotional blockage, every childhood error, every Napoleon complex, every distraction that you got pales in comparison. You know what I do when I hit a roadblock? I take out my mission statement and my personal statement and I read it. And guess what happened to the roadblock? That sucker's gone. Every time I don't feel like something or lack energy, I take out and I read my why statements. Why? Why am I healthy? Why am I wise? Why am I in a good relationship? And when I read those statements, it elevates me past my problems every time. See, there is your energy system is the most important thing, because that's where God lives. There is an energy imbalance within inside of your energy system. This leads to a lack of energy. It leads to you feeling tired. It leads to you not being enthusiastic. It leads to you feeling unmoral. It leads to you feeling lost. It leads to you feeling depressed. It leads to you feeling confused. It leads to you feeling anger. It leads to you feeling doubt. It leads to you feeling like, this isn't going to work. It leads to you wanting to quit. If you are in a situation and you feel like you want to quit, it's because there's an energy imbalance. What does that mean, though, an energy imbalance? See, your physical and all physical and emotional illness or dis-ease is the result of dis, uneasy, been off because of the imbalance. And what is the imbalance? The imbalance is your energy and the outer D. Energy should override your outer D. Any outside demonstration should pale in comparison to the inside revelation. But as long as the outside demonstration got your attention, the inside revelation is just sitting on the shelf. That small, still voice, that inside revelation, has been overwritten by the outside demonstration. So as long as you're paying attention to the outside demonstration, the outer D, oh yeah, that disposition, that dimension, those other dimensions, those other demons, that's the outside demonstration. And it's a lot of demonstrations. Oh man, a lot of distractions, brother. A lot of distractions. But your energy is that soft, still voice that's inside of you telling you that you deserve to be wealthy because God is wealthy. Because wealth has nothing to do with the amount of money that you have. Wealth, again, has to do with the amount of peace that you maintain. How much peace are you maintaining right now, brother? How much peace are you maintaining right now, sister? Why am I so happy? Or why am I not so happy? I am so happy that I am being wealthy. I am so happy because I am being healthy. I am so happy today because I am being wise. I am enthusiastic today because I am being in a good relationship. I am off the chain. You have no idea. I'm trying not to yell and scream in your ear right now because I am enthusiastically happy because I am receiving $1,000 in 5 payments from 25 people in the month of January. These people are willingly, happily, enthusiastically giving because I am giving way more in use value than they are giving in monetary value. I am making sure I have 24 life-changing books broken down into 12 modules that's going to go in and tap into that DNA. And I am using something that nobody else got on the globe because nobody is teaching Clarinomics. Don't believe me? Just go to Google, type it in. I have 5 people asking me today, dude, could you spell Clarinomics and what is it? Nobody knows what Clarinomics is. To my knowledge, I'm the only person in the United States of America. I don't know what people are doing in other places of the world. I know no. If you guys know of somebody who's teaching Clarinomics to go in and teach the household management of the soul, the mind, will, emotion, imagination, if you know anybody that is teaching Clarinomics, please call me. Don't email me. 210-290-5927. If you know anybody that's teaching the household management of the soul, how? Not they telling you, hey, you need to control yourself. No, they are giving you medication, but they're teaching you how to control your mind, how to control your will, how to control your imagination, your intellect. Do you know of anybody that's teaching the household management of the soul using your diakonia? Even when I went back and I read all of the self-help stuff, all the way back to the guru himself, Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, he says that you go and just, you pick what you want. Every self-help book tells the same thing. They tell you, how the hell are you going to, you don't even know what you want. How are you going to pick what you want? That's the mistake I made 60 times. I went out and picked a job that I thought I would like. That's why I went through so many freaking relationships. I went out and picked a woman that I thought I would like. That's why my body was up and down and had health issues. Because I went out and picked a diet that I thought I would like. And I studied the books that I thought I would like. Where did that end up? That ended up putting my mother in a pine box before she was 40. That led me to go join a freaking cult. And I gave off half my money and lost cars and houses and everything because I was a part of a religious cult because I chose what I thought I wanted. Now I don't eat what I want. I eat what my blood says. I eat for my blood type. I eat for my cells, not for my tongue. Now I don't go out and try to be and do stuff to make money. I oscillate and vibrate according to my purpose, what I'm designed by God to be and do. So it comes easy. What I'm doing right now, I could do all day. I'm only going to end because of it's been an hour. I could talk all day, every day. Why? I'm designed. I'm a three. Do you know how much stuff I create in a day's time? I've always told everybody, if anybody have a problem creating something, I just helped out Sister Tammy. I just helped Sister Arlene. Man, I got more products that I've created sitting in my garage. I got over a freaking 100 books sitting in the garage. It's not even published yet. Do you have any idea how much stuff I create in a day's time? In one day. Why? Because I'm a three. And I do it with love and compassion because I'm a six. And then I do it universally because I'm a 33. So I understand myself. Do you understand you? Are you? There's people who know more about the Dallas Cowboys than they know about themselves. Or they'll watch every Cowboy game, but then they don't have no time to spend with themselves. You see, brothers and sisters, your inner G is the inner that is found inside of your DNA. That's what's hidden. You have to unlock the DNA. It's by going in and tapping into what God placed. He placed a book inside of your DNA. He placed a book inside of your cell membrane. That's why every cell in your body has a memory brain. It's in the cell's membrane. But how do you tap into it? People use all types of gimmicks. And you know how I tap into it? I go directly to the source. I do exactly what Jesus did. What did Jesus do? Jesus spoke. He spoke the truth. And according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and let's close with this appropriately. I'm paraphrasing because I have it memorized, but you can look it up. Hebrews 4:12 says that the word of God is alive. It was powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, not the head. Because the heart emits 100 times more, 1,000 times more electricity and magnetism than the head. So as long as I use the word of my energy, what is that? That's your conscious. So you mean to tell me your conscious is telling you something and you're ignoring it? Man, I come home, I'm down from work and something to say, don't take the regular way home. And if I'm listening, if I'm smart, see, I've learned. Because before I would say something, would say, hey, take a left, and I'd be like, nah, I always go this way. And I go in and bam, there's a major accident, and I'm stuck in traffic for 2 hours. Because I didn't listen to my inner G, my conscious, my inner G. So your energy is your entity, and your entity is your identity. And without understanding how all of those work together to create you, my brothers and sisters, you have to make sure that you overstand you. Because then, if I love me, I can love my neighbor. Because according to the Bible, love your neighbor as yourself. So to the degree that I take care of myself is the degree that I can take care of my neighbor. So my brothers and my sisters, today's message is very important because your energy is love. Or if your energy is love, it is so powerful that it can heal your past, your present, and your future. Love, make sure you understand what I'm saying. Love, altruism, God is so powerful that God exists outside of time. He exists outside of space. He exists outside of matter. Now, God is love. He did not create it. So when I say love, I'm saying God, whatever that means for you, this frequency, this wave, if, again, your energy is one of love, That means that you exist outside of time, you exist outside of space, you exist outside of mass and matter, because now you align with the frequency of God. That's how you become all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-present. Now, that's another study for another time, because most people don't understand that that is inside of their repertoire. As I've stated before, all of the knowledge and all of the shows and all of the stuff that I talk about, I do not get from this planet. I go into quantum consciousness. I go to super consciousness. I tap into the mind of God. Now, the mind of God will take me to a video, or somebody will say, hey, I don't know why, I just had a feeling something told me to send you this video. And they'll send me a video, and it answers the question that I had. All because of one thing, though, altruism. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you understand altruism, it is the ability to act unselfishly. It's the total opposite of egoism. Altruism is the opposite of egoism. You are hardwired to be a sympathetic and empathetic being. That's what I have in my book, Neurotheology. You have the VMAT2 gene, VMAT-2. That's what the science calls it. This gene, according to modern biology, it allows you to behave and to operate in an unselfish manner until you are reprogrammed to ignore it. Or they give you some pharmakeia or some drugs to override it. That's what they do to everybody go in the military. You guys know you get a shot. That shot overrides your VMAT2 gene. So that way you don't have sympathy and empathy so you can be a good killer. Now, all of this is documented inside of the book. My book, Neurotheology, and this other guy's book called The God Gene. And this allows you to continue to operate in your ego. So that way you can't operate in altruism, which is love, which is God, which is taps into the law of reciprocity. That means that you, whatever you send out energetically, you get back energetically. Some people call it karma. And I like altruism better. Because altruism, my brothers and sisters, is the unselfish. You think about, man, you know what? If I was homeless, so when you see a homeless dude, you're not going to go over there and do a knockoff game that you see these little black kids walk around doing today. They don't have altruism. Now, they're kids. Understandable. I'm talking about adults. So when I see a homeless person, if I don't have no money, I say, hey, man, can I pray with you? If I got money, some people say, I'm a sucker. All I know, if I was homeless, I would want somebody to give me a dollar. Maybe they are ripping me off. I don't know. But all I know is I just treat people the way that I want to be treated. My brothers and my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams. dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.